Hachette Audio presents The Power of the Dog. Written by Thomas Savage. Read by Chad Michael Collins. Dedication for my wife. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Psalms. Chapter 1. Phil always did the castrating. First, he sliced off the cup of the scrotum and tossed it aside. Next, he forced down first one and then the other testicle, slit the rainbow membrane that enclosed it, tore it out, and tossed it into the fire where the branding irons glowed. There was surprisingly little blood. In a few moments, the testicles exploded like huge popcorn. Some men, it was said, ate them with a little salt and pepper. Mountain oysters, Phil called them with that sly grin of his, and suggested to young ranch hands that if they were fooling around with the girls, they'd do well to eat them themselves. Phil's brother George, who did the roping, blushed at the suggestion, especially since it was made before the hired men. George was a stocky, humorless, decent man, and Phil liked to get his goat. Lord, how Phil did like to get people's goats. No one wore gloves for such delicate jobs as castrating, but they wore gloves for almost all other jobs to protect their hands against rope burns, splinters, cuts, blisters. They wore gloves roping, fencing, branding, pitching hay out to cattle, even simply riding, running horses or trailing cattle.